Alpha distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Adelmi with faith building messages for the end times. Stay tuned and be blessed.
In the book of James, chapter 3, verse 18. These are Bible verses we should meditate on. And he said, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. But whatever we sow is what we are going to reap. In the Proverbs chapter 11, again verse 18, let me read that verse really quick for us. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 18. Sow to yourself in righteousness and reap in mercy. Keep on doing good. Don't give up. In verse 18 of the project, he said, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. There's a reward. God is going to give you that reward. Don't give up before you receive your reward. That is what he's telling us in that Ecclesiastes. Keep on sowing the good works. Let's look at another story of a woman in the scriptures that was sowing good in the life of prophet Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 6, chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. But the Lord Jesus Christ says something. He said, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Now, when you look at this story of this woman, the Bible calls her the Shulamite woman. In 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning from verse 8, and say it fell on one day Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. So this woman just saw this man of God and said, this must be a man of God. Most likely the woman was maybe, she had a restaurant, very commonly people that always give food like that will be like, she has a restaurant and say, oh, come on in, eat. And they say, well, no, you're a man of God, it's for you for free. But each time he came to town, or Elisha came to town, he would branch there and eat food. And then the woman was giving. That was called giving. She was just giving out of a good heart. Now, think about that. That is sowing in tears, because you say, well, let's even say she was selling food, and but when the man of God came for her, for him, it's free. So it's like sowing in tears. Say, well, gee, you can't keep giving your money, your food out like that, you know. That's what some people will counsel her. You can't keep giving things out. These are the visitors, you know. They need to pay so that you can make money. But she recognized that this man is a man of God, and she was like giving it to God. Many people do that in this generation too. They say, this is a man of God, they want to give. And she continued to give. Nobody knows how long that has been going on until Elisha said, wait a minute, this woman has been giving us so many things each time we come to this place. What does she want? Let's see, what can we pray for her for anything, or perhaps we can speak for her before some governors or kings. And then they said, well, she has no child. And Elisha said, well, we can do something about that. Let's pray for her. So Elisha prayed that the woman will have a baby. And it happened. The woman had a baby after a year or so by the prophecy of Elisha. She sowed in tears. Now she started reaping in joy. Praise God. So whatever we sow, the Bible says we reap it. That's what Christ says. They were recognizing that Elijah was a prophet of God, and now she started receiving the reward of ministering to a prophet of the living God. And after maybe 5 years, the young boy that was born was becoming a little boy, and something else happened. In about verse 16 of 2 Kings chapter 4, this is where the woman was reaping. Verse 16 is where Elisha prophesied and the baby was born. Now, in about verse, 30-something, the baby, in that same chapter, if you want to read the whole chapter, the baby one day got sick, went out to meet his parents and looked like, hey, something happened. The baby said, my head, carrying back to his mom, in verse 19. But he stayed with his mom for a few hours, aching. His head was aching and the boy died. Just a little boy, maybe 5 years old, no, 7 years old, he was able to go to the field to meet the reapers. And the baby died. The woman wanted to use her faith. She put the baby right where Elisha always come to that place. This is where the room where Elisha normally stays. And the woman ran to the prophet. The Bible said, sow righteousness, you will reap mercy. So she has been sowing into the life of Elisha. That was how the baby was brought forth in the first place, the prayer of Elisha. Now many years later, that same baby died. She ran to the prophet. And Elisha came back there and prayed, travailed in prayer for the baby to wake up. And the Lord answered, sow righteousness and you will reap mercy. Amen? Amen. That is what the Bible is telling us there. That was where that woman who had been sowing to the life of Elisha, she reaped mercy from the Almighty God. Let's read some other Bible verses. He said, whatever we shall sow, that shall we reap. But he cautioned and exhort us to keep on sowing and never give up. Keep on sowing the good that we are commanded to sow in life. Job chapter 4, verse 8, give us a good point to meditate on. The book of Job chapter 4, verse 8. He said, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity, they also will reap wickedness. You see, they plow iniquity and sow wickedness, then they will reap the same thing. Like the Bible says, if you are sowing, plowing is preparing to sow, not so. See, they that are plowing iniquity and sowing wickedness, they are going to reap the same thing. And that's why the Bible tells us that you're so good, sow to yourself righteousness. And then you'll be reaping mercy and reaping the good fruit. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Now we know that if we sow good, we're going to reap good. If we sow righteousness, we're going to reap mercy. If we sow kindness, you're going to reap kindness. Don't be expecting that kindness to come back from the person you sow it to. Because sometimes that is where people make a mistake. They sow it here, they say, I expect that fellow to do this. He or she didn't, and they didn't remember what I did. And they got upset. No, don't get upset. Where you sow sometimes is not where you're going to get it. It's going to be from another source. But God will wash over it to see that. That's why he said, cast your bread upon the waters. The waters flow, and you meet him down the road in the way the Yoruba proverb said, we human beings are like waters. If you don't meet them on the top of the hill, you meet them at the bottom of the valley, because the water is continually flowing. So that is why Solomon is telling us to cast your bread upon the waters. You will find it after many days. Don't think that, well, this fellow didn't give me back what I expect, I'm not going to do anything. No, forget about it. Just keep doing it for Christ's sake, and you get the Lord whom we are serving to reward you bountifully. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, as I'm going to wrap up this exhortation, in verse 6, Apostle Paul was using this sowing and reaping in some other, when he was collecting donations. He said, But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. That is, when you say you are doing good, keep on doing that good. Every one of us can improve in every aspect of this. We can improve in every aspect of his day. I personally can improve in many areas of doing, because suppose somebody comes to you and says, gee, I need some help, I need some loan. And you say, gee, I need some 5,000. And I know, gee, I can offer 5,000 to the fellow, but I also need some money, so I can't. I say, well, maybe I can afford only 3,000, but I want to keep a reserve. Maybe that may be good enough for now. The fellow have to go and get the remaining 2,000 from somewhere else. This is like, that's like cutting back on what I can, how much I can help. Maybe I could do some improvement in that. But the Bible is saying there, if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Amen? That's what the Bible is telling us. If you sow sparingly also, you'll be reaping sparingly. In short, he's talking about the physical sowing. If you have a field and you say, well, I just can't spare all this corn, and you just spare just few, as many corns as you planted, then these are the stalks of corn you're going to get. But if you say, I'll just spare all the corn and just fill the whole place with corn, your field will be full of crops, and the place will be full of grown stalks of corn that before you know it, you have, you know, bountiful harvest. But if you just sow a little, then you're going to reap a little. So in that analogy or allegory, if you are sowing great into the life of humanity, if you are sowing good plentifully, says God will also be reward, bringing it back to you plentifully. Amen. But if it is sparingly, it is going to be sparingly. In everything we are doing now, sowing kindness, sowing mercy, sowing love of God towards people. And it also reminded me of giving the gospel out. Giving the gospel out is sowing. So if you give out, I remember, you know, I've given this exhortation before, where I was sending magazines. I always send magazines out monthly. And I got most of those mailing addresses from maybe other mailing lists of other ministers that I knew they are believers, and my magazine is always to bless many believers. So I will send them out, paid for the postage and so on. Most of those, they never respond. Nobody ever respond. But they go out anyway, monthly. Then I started this series, Rapturing Faith series. I'm talking of in the 80s. And they were going out monthly. Nobody will respond. Sometimes what I will receive will be a return to sender. Like the postmaster said, this address has changed. Well, the address has changed. These people have been receiving for 1 year. They never even responded. So I take their name from them. Then one time, just to give a testimony of when the Bible said, give a portion to seven and also to eight. That is, don't stop at seven. Give to the eighth person. One time, I was sending this magazine out in the 80s, Rapturing Faith Part 1, Rapturing Faith Part 2, Rapturing Faith Part 3. And there was a particular lady on the East Coast, somewhere on the East Coast, that was in that mailing list. Most of these are evangelicals, charismatic people. And Rapturing Faith Part 5. Then she responded and wrote back and said, wow, I read this chapter, part 5 of this, and blessed me so much. Why have I not been receiving part 1, 2, and 3, and 4? That was her reply. She got part 5. Somehow the Lord made this woman to read it. And she was blessed. And she wrote back and said, why have I not been receiving part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? I said, I've been sending the same magazine every month to that same address. She has not been reading them. She has not been responding. And the Lord brought this Bible verse to me and said, give a portion to seven. Don't stop at seven. And also to eight. Because you do not know which of them is going to make to produce. So that is an example of when he said, keep on giving. Don't stop. If I say, gee, all these addresses, I will send them magazines for 2 months. If they don't respond, no more. Then that woman will miss part 5 that she responded on, because I will have stopped at part 2. So that's what God is saying, give a portion to 7 and also to 8. Don't stop at 7, continue to 8 or 9, because you are building moisture. And if we are working with the Lord himself that seeth all things, that is building moisture, and very soon it's going to rain, whatever the rain is. to bring forth that fruit. Because the rain is not like somebody's going to send you money if you are looking for money. But to me, just responding is all I wanted to receive in that particular example. But God is saying He's going to reward you, or He's going to bring forth what you are, what is going to be your reaping. Because you are sowing and you are going to reap. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One more Bible verse before I wrap it up. That is, I already quoted that in Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. Matthew chapter 10, that was where the Lord Jesus Christ was saying, when that woman that received a prophet in the name of a prophet, he received a prophet's reward. He that received a righteous man in the name of a righteous man, he received a righteous man's reward. So the same way, you just keep on doing your good. Keep on doing your good. You are going to receive that reward from the master whom we are serving. Amen? That is the one we are serving. Like another Bible verse told us, he said, in whatever you do, do it utterly as unto the Lord. Amen? Which means the same sowing that you are sowing, that we say keep sowing good, keep sowing righteousness, keep sowing mercy, keep sowing the works of righteousness. He said that you are actually serving the Lord with all these good works. So don't think you are serving that person you do good to. Don't think you are serving that fellow you are doing kindness to. No, you are serving the Lord. And from the Lord, you are going to receive the reward of the inheritance. That's what the Bible is teaching us. And that's why Christ, in this, in all this exercise, tells us to keep on doing good. Keep on casting your bread upon the waters, for you shall find it after many days. Amen? Let's stand up and just thank the Lord. Just commit your ways into the Lord. If you have been trying, if you have been discouraged for anything, even fasting, you can be discouraged. I myself sometimes get discouraged. I say, I'm going to fast again. If you have been discouraged, take courage in this exhortation. That's what this is all about. If you have been discouraged that you prayed and prayed, this thing has not happened yet. We have asked, look like God has not answered. Take courage and hang in there and trust that you are serving the Lord Christ with all the works of righteousness you are doing. And it is from the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For we are serving the Lord Christ. We are serving the Lord Christ. There was a time people said, well, we've been gathering together for years. When is this mighty revival going to occur? Look like nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Keep on sowing. Amen? If you give up and say, well, I don't think anything is going to happen. Many people thought nothing will happen. But the Lord, when He's about to come, He's going to come. And we're going to pray for ourselves. Let's go into prayer. We're going to pray for ourselves, because it's very easy to get discouraged in this race. It is a race, remember, and it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a marathon. So you have to have a longevity of determination. That's why the Bible said, those that understood, they said they heard the word, said there are some seed, they fell on the good ground, some said fell on the stony places, some fell among thorns, and they quickly grow, and then they were shocked, and they give up. Some fell on the stock, on the rock, and they tried to grow, but they have no deep root. But say the others, they fell on good ground. The characteristic of those is they understood, and with patience, the hanging there. And that is what we want to pray for ourselves. So the same thing with all the good, because when we talk about sowing, you are talking of all the good things that we have to do, which is part of our good works, is prayer, fasting, righteousness, holiness. Those are all the works that we are talking about that you are going to keep on doing, and don't give up on it. And it's very, sometimes it could be very discouraging that you are not getting anything back. Fasted for so long, it looks like you are not getting anything. Or you've prayed and prayed for something, look like it's not coming. But don't give up. Keep believing God. Keep trusting that the Lord is faithful to His word. I say, wait, why has He not done it? He's saying, if you keep observing the wind, you will not sow. Because we are serving the Lord Christ, and He is suffering. He's washing, and the cloud is going to rain very soon if you don't give up. He said, if we faint not, praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord. And if you have any particular prayer request right now, I want you to register your answer. I can pray for you specifically. Particular prayer request, we want to pray for you particularly. Father, we commit our lives into Your hand, Lord Jesus. We commit our ways into Your hand, Lord Jesus Christ. You are our Father, you are our Shepherd, you are our Deliverer, you are our Salvation, you are our Rewarder. He said that they that walk with you, they must believe that you are, and you are a Rewarder for them that diligently seek you. We that diligently seek you, you will reward us. And this exhortation is saying we are to continually, diligently serving the Lord in all the works of righteousness we should be doing in this way of life. Father God, give us that reward. Let us not miss any of the reward. Let us not faint. Quicken us, Lord. He said that the young man may faint. He said the young man may even faint. They may run and faint. But he said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Help us to mount up with wings like the eagles. Run and not weary. Walk and not faint in this race of life, in this Christian race, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Quicken us, Lord, and give us your grace to continue to do that good that we have to do, and do more in the name of Jesus Christ. So that let us help us to not to sow sparingly, but to give and keep on giving. If just forgiving people, I say, these people hurt me, I want to forgive them. Forgive bountifully in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help us to forgive bountifully all the works of righteousness you want us to do, Lord Jesus. Give us the grace to do it and do it abundantly, because we are serving the Lord Christ by these works of righteousness, and we are going to reward us as the time will come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ forever. Anybody have any special prayer request that you want us to pray for? Any particular prayer request? Anybody? Okay, let's stretch for our hands and pray for our mama here, that the Lord will rejuvenate her blood. This oxygen deficiency they are talking about, let's ask the Lord Jesus Christ to complete the work that has been done, that the Almighty God has already healed her. Because many months ago, when she was in the hospital, she had to be dragging this oxygen tank around, but that she has been delivered from that. But she said she went for a check-up there. She said, oh, this oxygen is still low. So we're going to make it not to be low anymore. Father, you are the one that's going to make it not to be low anymore. So by your authority, said the covered. How does the shed that you say, if you shall lay their hand upon the sick, they shall recover in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is your word, Lord Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe. And we are the people that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In my name, they shall cast out devils. If they shall lay their hand upon the sick, they shall recover. We command our sister here to recover from head to toe from all this infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. From head to toe, recover from all this ailment in the name of Jesus Christ. So that your blood will be normal in the name of Jesus Christ. The oxygen will be normal in your body in the name of Jesus Christ. And there shall be no more deficiency of oxygen in your body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In your nostrils, there shall be peace. In your throat, in your lungs, there shall be peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heal completely from head to toe. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your victory. We claim it, Lord, for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there any other prayer request? Any particular prayer request anybody have? It's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. It's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. Is the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle working God. Father, I remember our sister, there was a report that one of us, these two other young people who have cold. I rebuke that cold right now from her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say that come by the horror, the shit that you had come by. The horror by the shit that you come by. I am the Lord that healed you. What God said, he sent his word and healed them. We send that word, O Lord, right now unto Tolu in the name of Jesus Christ. She is healed from that cold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, she is healed, because Jesus Christ said, I am the Lord that healed thee. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for sending your word and healing us, and healing her from that cold and from that food. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. It's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. It's a miracle working God. Thank you, Jesus. Is the Alpha and Omega. Jesus is a miracle working God. Hallelujah. It's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. It's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. Is the Alpha and Omega. Jesus is a miracle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you guys continue singing some song and let me wrap it up? Have any test? Walking God, hallelujah. It's a miracle, walking God. Thank you, Jesus. He's the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle, walking God. It's a miracle, walking God, hallelujah. It's a miracle, walking God, hallelujah. He's the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle. Now praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer, trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now, so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the Word of God. The Word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the Word of God, to begin to read the Scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to write to me and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we see you again next time, in Jesus' name.